It's been a challenging term for the outgoing Kansas poet laureate Karen Miriam Goldberg, who lost her home in 2011. Metaphorically speaking, that was when the Kansas Arts Commission, which housed the program, was dissolved by Governor Sam Brownback. The Kansas Humanities Council recently adopted the program and will announce a new poet laureate this week. Meanwhile, Miriam Goldberg is holding readings throughout the state for Poetry Month. Poets are presenting a long poem she edited this past year, based on a Japanese style of collaborative poetry called Arenga. To the Stars Through Difficulty was written by 150 Kansas poets. Karen Miriam Goldberg stopped by KCUR to tell us how she wrangled so many poets. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Sylvia. Thank you so much for having me.
So why have rengas been so popular recently? There was recently a Kansas City renga. I know there's been some national rengas and this Kansas renga.
Well, I first heard of the renga many years ago. I was actually at a renga party, and renga parties usually involve sake. And everybody writes two or three lines as you pass the poem around. But both the Kansas City renga and the Kansas renga in To the Stars Through Difficulties, the new book out, actually those were both initiated by the same source, a national organization called America Now and Here, as opposed to Here and Now. And they did the Kansas City renga as a pilot project, which worked beautifully.
What do you think the genre of a renga does for a community?
Well, it brings the community together because everybody's writing the same poem and they're adding their own lines to it. And when I started the Kansas renga, it was during a time when the Poet Laureate program was kind of floating out in the ethers, or as I told people, I'm carrying the program in my pocket, because it was right after the Kansas Arts Commission was dissolved by the governor of Kansas.
And the Poet Laureate is part of the Arts Commission.
It was part of the Arts Commission, but nobody in the governor's office told me to step down, so I just kept going. And we really needed a project where we could speak and put our truth out there and also come together as poets and come together as Kansans, and that led to this project.
Is that where the title, which is Kansas's state motto, Ad Astra Per Aspera?
I think To the Stars Through Difficulties, you know, in some ways you can say that title fits life in general, but sometimes more than others.
So. Well, in 2011, I believe you gathered 150 poems by Kansas poets for an anthology called Begin Again, and that was for the sesquicentennial, the 150th
Absolutely.
Anniversary. You stuck with that number for the Kansas renga.
Well, there were a few reasons for that. The sesquicentennial poems were on a website called 150kansaspoems.wordpress.com. And I put the renga on that website. And since I had 150 in the title, I kept going. I suppose I should have done 151 because the state's 151 years old. But the third project on that site, which began in 2013, is Poem of the Week by different poets.
And those are new poems.
Those are new poems, yes.
But how did you find 150 poets in Kansas?
You know, somebody asked me that yesterday, and I think of this quote from Garrison Keillor that one-third of all Americans are secretly writing their memoirs, another third write poetry when no one's looking. I don't know if it's really one-third of us, but, you know, I think many of us at one time or another have turned to poetry or have turned just to the poetic power of language, because there's something about using words artfully that help us to move beyond the confines of words and to say things that we can't always say in everyday language. So how I found the poets was I started with the poets in Begin Again, and we had 96 poets in that anthology. And I also wrote to people who were writers who lived in the state or used to live in the state or had a strong connection. And finally, I wrote to many creative writing teachers to try to pull in people of different generations. And to be part of it, people had to submit a poem or two. And then I, you know, made a decision. And from there, it wasn't that hard to find all the poets.
And you mentioned you went through this process for Begin Again. I wonder if you during either that process or this process, came across poets in unusual ways or circumstances.
Absolutely. One of the poets that I ended up working quite a bit with, he's in the Renga, and she's in Begin Again, is a woman named Ramona McCollum. And she is the mother of five, and she lives in Garden City, Kansas. And she sent me poems for Begin Again, and they were so astonishing. I wrote back and said, "Who are you? We have to get your work out there." And she now has her first book coming out with Woodley Press. I think it's called Still Life with Dirty Laundry. Sorry, I have the title a little bit wrong. So there were poets like that. There were poets in unexpected places. And then once those poets were involved, it was very easy to go visit them and visit their communities and connect with more writers through the Begin Again tour, which was 12 towns in Kansas. And the Renga tour is about 14 towns and cities around the state.
Are there poetry communities in some of Kansas's smaller towns?
There sure are. And it seems like there's gluts of poets in certain places. I tease my friends in Pittsburgh, Kansas, where we probably have 15 to 20 poets in this anthology. And when we did a reading there, 25 poets read and 125 people came to listen. So there's a big sprinkling of poets there. Of course, you know, you can't shake a stick in Douglas County, where Lawrence is, without hitting a poet. Of course, in the Kansas City area. And, you know, when you're talking about Kansas, sometimes the Missouri side feels like it's part of us, too.
Did some Missourians try to sneak in?
The rule was that you didn't have to live in Kansas, but you had to have a connection with Kansas.
What was the process like of passing the poems from poet to poet? I assume it happened digitally.
It sure did. We used a Google Doc. And what would happen is I would send whoever was next in line an email saying, "Renga at your door." And then that person would have 2 days to read everything before him or her and write their piece and put it in. And then it would go to the next person. And as this was going on, I was also adding poets to the end of the list. So we had it happening in several different times at once.
Now, what themes emerge in the Kansas Renga about the Kansas landscape?
There's quite a bit in the Renga about the sky and the earth. And you know that the further west you go, the more you feel like the landscape is a skyscape, that we live in the weather. And we certainly have the most fascinating weather on the planet most days. There were some poems that were very political. There were some poems that really looked at culture and multiculturalism. There were other poems that looked more at love and our life's purpose and so on. So it's really a very holistic way to explore what does it mean to live here. And when you have 150 voices weighing in, you can cover a lot of ground.
I wonder if you can read your poem that starts it off. It's, I guess, a big responsibility to write the poem that starts a Renga.
Oh, yes, it was. So, because, you know, I knew that I was setting the tone in some ways. But I also want to say that the Renga unfolds in a very seasonal way. It starts in winter and it ends in winter, because that's when people were writing the poems over the course of a year. So here's the first part. "No other way most of the time, and yet the light unscrolling from the milky horizon conceals what will shine above, around, below us, just hours from now on the longest night. Snow, ice, and rain, what melts or refreezes, clings to branches and grasses. Did you think it would be easy to step outside, to get on with the day in the weather of a collapsed blizzard? Not when a beloved watches his life narrow to breath. Not when the car barely starts, the windshield won't emerge from its ice, or the dear ones long gone suddenly are close as sleet is to rain. The veil lifted on the bare branch, an inverse star, one bluebird."
Karen Miriam Goldberg is Poet Laureate of the State of Kansas through the end of April.
Thanks so much for having me on.
find links to upcoming readings of To the Stars Through Difficulties, a Kansas Renga, on our website at kcur.org.
After the break, a local composer wins a Guggenheim Fellowship with his music that spans East and West. This is Casey Currents.